back of the sun. Won't you come? Won't you come? Black of the sun. Won't you come? Wash away the rain. Black of the sun. Won't you come? Won't you come?
Garden, 97.7 The River, classic rock for the North Bay with the Danny Wright Show at 7:30. Sunny today, highs in the mid-80s. All right, so we play that, one, because it's awesome.
Yeah.
And two, because if you haven't heard the news yet, Chris Cornell passed away last night. And, we were talking about this earlier. I'm not one of those people that usually gets blown away or, it sounds terrible, but like super sad when celebrities pass away. And there's a handful that you hear about and you go, wow, that's something. And when I heard about this morning, right when I woke up at 4:15, looked at my Twitter and it was all over the place.
Yeah.
And I was blown away. I literally speechless. Couldn't believe it. Last night, Soundgarden played in Detroit. And after the show was over, Chris Cornell, sometime last night, passed away. Only 52 years old. Of course, the front man of Soundgarden and Audioslave. Their representative says that it was sudden and unexpected, and that the family is working closely with the medical examiner to determine the cause. There's, of course, already speculation that perhaps there was suicide. But, again, speculation. I think anytime you're a rock star and you die early, drugs and or suicide pops up.
Yep.
So we don't know. And when we do know, we'll let you know.
Yeah, for sure.
But it got me thinking about everyone talks about Chris Cornell and how powerful his voice was. And truly, you just heard Black Hole Sun. I mean, I was getting a little emotional playing in the studio.
Yeah, really? His
voice really did touch your soul. You hear people say that all the time about musicians, and perhaps it's true for them. But I have an example of this actually happening.
Okay.
With Chris Cornell. So I don't know if you remember, but I guess the album came out in 2009. But in 2008, he was promoting this solo album he came out with, and it was called Scream. And it was a big departure from Soundgarden, from Audioslave, from anything he had ever done, because it was produced by the hip hop producer Timbaland.
Oh.
And the whole album is, if you listen to it all together, it's like one giant track of, I don't want to call it dance music, but sort of R&B-ish kind of.
Yeah.
If you know Timbaland at all, you may not, but if you ever heard a Justin Timberlake song, he did like half of his song.
Yeah, and right.
So it's just kind of a melodic, rhythmic-y dance. So I don't know. That's the best way I can describe it. But needless to say, it was met with terrible reviews because it was not what people are used to.
Right. People aren't accepting of new sounds from their favorite artists.
Yeah, exactly. And
it takes them a while to get used to new music, even if it is the sound they expect. So.
I give Chris Cornell so much credit for trying. He's something he was interested in doing, and he did it. And people didn't necessarily like it, and that's okay. He always stood behind that choice of doing that album. But I bring it up because when he was touring, kind of promoting, it was one of those things where it was 2008. So it was one of those things where they released a digital album I can't say it was like the first digital album, but it was way before we were all having iPods and stuff like that.
Or
at least I didn't have an iPod.
Which isn't saying much.
Whatever. But anyway, so he would go around touring for this album Scream, and he basically did the entire album from first song to last song on stage. And so my wife and I were lucky enough to go to the Fillmore and see him do it in San Francisco.
Nice.
It was Halloween night.
Oh, wow.
2008.
Mm-hmm.
Keep in mind, my wife was, 7 months pregnant with our oldest. So it was interesting nonetheless. But the reason I'm telling the story is because we sat there and we're, first of all, Timbaland performed first and he was horrible. It was terrible. Yeah. Everyone was pissed because he was just so bad. So then Chris Cornell comes on and he performs and his voice is amazing.
Yeah.
He is who, you know, you expect. Except for that, he didn't do any songs that anyone else knew except for from this new album, Scream, which was kind of a rhythmic-y R&B album.
Uh-huh.
So about 2-3 songs in, people are pissed. They're kind of booing him, and people that were sitting where we were around were, you know, mad and talking
smack.
And it was just, I was sitting there going, what did you guys expect? You didn't know what you were getting into? Like,
yeah, it's a hip hop show.
Well, I understand if you hadn't heard the album, you'd be like, whoa, what's this? But to be mad that it's even happening, what did you think was going to happen?
People can
bought
be
the tickets.
Jerks.
Anyway, what had happened was he performs. He's probably halfway through the album, everyone loving it.
Nice.
I saw the change in people's faces because that's how talented he was.
Yeah.
That he could sing an album that was generally panned and people didn't like because it wasn't what they wanted from him. But because he was so awesome and because they got to see it live, it changed their perspective on what it was.
That's pretty flipping awesome.
And that, you know, I'm not saying anyone went out and bought the album after that. I mean, they probably still weren't fans of the songs on the album, but they got to see it live and it changed them, their perception of what it was going to be and it ended up happening. So
I think that anybody that goes outside of their genre is just showing extraordinary talent.
Yeah.
I mean,
it truly was an easy thing to do. Yeah, it truly was amazing. I mean, I like the songs. I thought they were cool. I thought it was cool that he did it.
Yeah.
But the fact that I saw these hardcore, you know, Soundgarden and Audioslave fans just kind of go, okay. Well,
I'm digging this hip hop.
Yeah, it's fine.
Yeah.
So anyway, there you go. Chris Cornell passed away at the age of 52. Again, we'll give you more info as it
develops.
Yeah. All right. This portion of the show is brought to you by Mercedes. It's the most innovative and intuitive Mercedes-Benz yet. The 2017 Mercedes-Benz E-Class. Visit BayAreaMercedes.com.